On today's show, President Trump threatens European automakers with import tariffs. Men make more money than women driving for Uber. We'll tell you why. And Porsche throws its hat into the ring to develop passenger drones. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last week, President Trump announced a plan to increase tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Analysts predict this will increase material costs for automakers and the price of vehicles. And if the EU retaliates against those tariffs, Trump says he'll increase the tax on European car imports. German carmakers are worried about a trade war breaking out and say it needs to be avoided. Trump's threat is already hurting their stock price, with BMW and Daimler's shares dropping on Monday. Men who are Uber drivers make about 7% more income than women, says a new study from Stanford University titled "The Gender Earnings Gap in the Gig Economy." The reason men make more money with Uber is that they drive more hours and tend to drive in areas that are more lucrative. Second, because they drive more, they have more experience. And third, they drive faster, so they deliver more rides in any given time frame. While there is a lot of controversy on the gender gap in wages, this study says there are certain areas where there will be discrepancies, even if there is no discrimination against women. Well, Mazda's at it again. It says the rotary engine is perfect to be used as a range extender. We'll give you the details right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
News of another Mazda rotary engine never seems to go away. And here's the latest that's swirling around the internet. The automaker's European VP of Sales and Customer Service told a news outlet from the Netherlands that a hybrid Mazda with a rotary engine as a range extender is coming next year. He said the engine will only have one rotor and will sit horizontally in the car, which will be based on an upcoming modular small car platform and could be the size of a Mazda 3 or even be a crossover. Aside from emissions, the one thing holding back the rotary engine is cost. Even though it has less moving parts, a rotary engine requires a lot of very precise machining work. Did you know that Indian automaker Mahindra has been producing off-road vehicles under license from Willys since the 1940s? And now it's going to start selling what is essentially a Jeep CJ in North America. The Mahindra Roxer is a body-on-frame vehicle with steel body panels and features a four-cylinder diesel engine with a five-speed manual transmission. But it's not street legal. It's only rated for off-road driving and is limited to 45 miles per hour. The Roxer will be built in Michigan, and Mahindra has set up a new power sports dealer network to sell them. Price starts at $15,500. Maybe that license from Willys explains why they can get away with this thing looking like a copy of the original Jeep. Mercedes is sharing more information about its Citaro electric bus. It's powered by lithium-ion battery packs up to 243 kilowatt-hours, which are split into different modules. The standard bus has four battery modules in the rear and two on the roof. An additional two or four modules can be added to the roof if needed. The company says it has a range of 150 kilometers in the summer, or about 93 miles. The all-electric Citaro will make its world premiere at the IAA Commercial Vehicle Show in September. Lots of people scoff at the idea of autonomous passenger drones, but coming up next, we'll tell you why Porsche thinks they're a good idea.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
We continue to show you the technology coming out of the supplier industry. And here's the latest development that caught our eye, and it's the steer-by-wire system from Nexteer. There is no steering column with this system, only an electronic connection. Getting rid of the column provides packaging and safety benefits, such as automatic emergency steering. It also allows the steering wheel to easily retract up against the instrument panel for level 4 autonomous driving. You can choose to have the steering wheel turn as it maneuvers in level 4 driving, or keep it motionless, what NextTier calls quiet wheel. It also provides dynamic variable steering ratio, where the ratio changes depending on whether you're driving out on the open road or in a parking lot. NextTier says the biggest challenge was calibrating the steering feel to provide the proper feedback, depending on whether you're on dry pavement, on rainy roads, or on snow. But the company says it's pleased with the results. You can choose the feel you want or let the system do it automatically. The race to develop passenger drones just got a lot more interesting. Detlev von Platen, the head of sales for Porsche, says the automaker is interested in developing passenger drones. Porsche is not the only automaker interested in doing this. Daimler already invested in a German drone company called Volocopter. The Chinese automaker Geely bought the American company Terrafugia. And Atal Design, which is owned by Volkswagen, is partnering with Airbus to develop a passenger drone it calls Pop-Up. These drones will be autonomous, so you don't need a pilot's license to ride in one. They are expected to become quite commonplace over the next decade. And if you'd like to learn more, check out the AutoLine This Week we did on them, show number 2129. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you for watching.